When a tornado tore through Old North Dayton on Memorial Day, one of the buildings destroyed was the neighborhood's last affordable full-service grocery store. 8 months later, that family shop is still working to reopen, so the Neighborhood Association and a local ministry are offering residents free rides to the nearest supermarket. Reporter Jason Reynolds went shopping with them.
Our bus might yell at you. There's a safety feature on it, which is very noisy.
Ann Schaller is a little nervous about firing up the big van she's using to make a grocery store run from Old North Dayton.
Okay, we can only hope. Hee-haw!
Schaller belongs to Beaver Creek Christian Church, which is loaning out the vans for grocery runs. That's how she wound up volunteering to drive across town at 8:30 a.m. on a Saturday.
Zip code doesn't matter to us. There's a need here. We know how to drive the vans, and we could fulfill the need.
Bill Evans is a retired baker who has lived in Old North Dayton for over 50 years. These days, he volunteers with a number of charities, like St. Vincent de Paul, to help hungry people in his neighborhood find food.
I made a good living in food service, and I just don't want to see people go hungry.
Now, Evans is volunteering to drive people to the grocery store.
I mean, I can give you a Kroger gift card. I carry them all the time. I give you a $40, $50 Kroger gift card. Somebody wants $20 to take you to the grocery. Because if you don't have transportation, the exchange rate on the street could be $20.
Angela Cottrell suffered a stroke, and public transportation isn't an option for her. Instead, she's one of those people paying for rides.
Sometimes people charge me $15. Some people charge me $20. One time I caught a cab up there, it was almost $40.
Whoa.
Because they make you wait, they still had a meter running while you were in the store.
Mary Duncan has been taking public transportation to get groceries, but she says it takes a long time.
You have to be on the bus 45 minutes to an hour each way, there and back.
Everyone is excited to buy fresh produce. They say it's hard to find reasonably priced fruits and vegetables since the storm. Anna Moreno says one of the worst parts of not having affordable, healthy food in the neighborhood is when she finds herself short on ingredients for a good family meal.
Because sometimes you cook and so you're missing some tomatoes or onions and so, oh my goodness, you need to step to the cook because you don't have tomatoes and you need to go to the Walmart or at Kroger, it's too far away.
So you just do without?
Yeah.
On the ride back to Old North Dayton, Angela Cottrell says missing ingredients and even missing whole meals is something the whole neighborhood has been struggling with since Grocery Lane was hit by a tornado, looted in the wake of the storm, and eventually boarded up.
It's sickening. I'm really upset about that. I mean, everybody went there because they have fresh meat, fresh vegetables, a nice price, and everything. So when they shut that down, everybody took a loss.
The good news is that the owners of Grocery Lane have decided to reopen. Repairs in the exterior of the store are almost done, but work has just begun on the interior, and a reopening could still be months away.
Well, thank you, Mr. Bill.
You're welcome.
Okay. The last stop on this morning's grocery run is Evans Bakery. Bill Evans retired years ago, but his daughter, Jennifer, decided to reopen the bakery that he started back in 1969. In addition to baking, Jennifer also seems to have inherited her father's desire to help people. She says they'll try to keep these grocery runs going for at least 6 months, by which time Grocery Lane should be reopened. Then they'll turn their attention to other food issues.
I mean, if we can get a grocery store back, then we can go back to focusing on those more systemic issues of just healthy eating. I mean, right now we just want to make sure that people are eating and have access to any groceries.
For now, Evan says she hopes more people will take her up on a free ride to the grocery store. Those vans leave Old North Dayton every Saturday at 9 a.m. For WYSO News, I'm Jason Reynolds.
If you live in Old North Dayton and need a ride to the grocery store, the Neighborhood Association is asking residents to call 937-228-4151 to get more information and to make a reservation. Again, that's 937-228-4151.